2035.
This is application of Centigro Central LLC. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for land application of biosolids as agricultural fertilizer following DENREC approval and to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dykes 400, Sussex County, containing 203 acres more or less. Properties are located on both sides of the Zora Road, northeast of the railroad tracks, southwest of Patriots Way, and on both sides of Governor Stokely Road. 911 address was not available. Tax map IDs are District 133, Map 3, Parcel 4, 133, Map 7, Parcel 1, 4, 11, and 12.10, either being all of or parts of those parcels. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on November 12th, 2015. During the public hearing process, we heard comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District. The application was represented by representatives of Centigro Central LLC and James Baxter Jr. and James Baxter IV, who all gave testimony. Brian Churchill of the State DENREC office also spoke in support of the application and the intent to use this product on these facilities or parcels. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. The commission did defer action on November 12th for further consideration. On December 10, 2015, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated that this application is similar to previous applications on adjoining properties owned and farmed by Baxter Farms. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2035 for Centigro Central LLC for a conditional use of land for the land application of sludge of biosolids, for a conditional use for the land application of biosolids as agricultural fertilizer based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The proposed use of the subject property is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring communities and the county. Two, the use will be reviewed, approved, regulated, and monitored by the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. Three, the use will create a disposal area for treated biosolids that will have the sufficient capacity to serve a substantial volume of users in this area of Sussex County. Four, the use with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it will not have an adverse impact upon the county or its residents. Five, this is an expansion of an existing application of biosolids on adjacent and nearby properties owned by Baxter Farms. The addition of the subject property will allow even better nutrient management on these properties. Six, the biosolid disposal process will be designed to minimize impacts on neighboring and adjacent properties as well as the environment. This includes the rotation of the application of biosolids on this and other properties with adjacent buffering. Seven, the use of this property for the application of biosolids promotes the continued agricultural use of the property. That underlying use for agricultural purposes will not be changed as a result of this conditional use. And eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be reviewed and approved by DENREC and shall be designed and constructed in accordance with all applicable federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by DENREC and other agencies having jurisdiction over it. B, there shall not be any stockpiling of sludge materials on a site that are not actively being applied to the site as agricultural fertilizer. C, this conditional use shall be valid concurrent with DENREC's permit for the use. If the DENREC permit shall be terminated or expire, this conditional use shall also expire. D, biosolid application shall be limited to the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. E, there shall be buffers of at least 25 feet from all property lines, 100 feet from all off-site dwellings, 100 feet from potable wells, 25 feet from non-potable wells, 15 feet from public roads, 25 feet from streams and other bodies of water, and 25 feet from all drainage ditches. These requirements shall be subject to any increased buffers or separation distances as mandated by state or federal requirements. F, as stated by the applicant, tax ditch, or tax map ID 133, map 7, parcel 1, is removed from this application, and no application of biosolids as agricultural fertilizer will be applied to this parcel. The applicant stated that vegetables are grown on this parcel, and therefore biosolid application is not appropriate. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And that's all I have to date. I've received no additional comments from any agency or individual on this application.
Any questions from council? Seeing none, would the applicant like to come forward and give your presentation?
Good afternoon.
Speak into that microphone.
Can you pull it down?
My name is Avery. I'm an employee with Synagrow, and I'm the person who originally submitted this application. The purpose of this application is to accommodate biosolids from the Georgetown Wastewater Treatment Plant. The biosolids are used as an agricultural fertilizer. They will be transported in closed tanker trucks and will be injected below the surface. Synagrow has been applying biosolids to the Baxter Farm for over 20 years. We are requesting that additional parcels be approved for biosolids application so we can better manage the land. These parcels were previously permitted by the town of Georgetown, but they have since let their permit lapse. I believe parcel number 133-7-1 was recommended for removal by the Planning and Zoning Commission due to a misunderstanding. This parcel is not a continuous piece of land and is divided by Governor Stokely Road. When we spoke at the public hearing and referred to this parcel as being used for vegetable production, we were only referring to the 13-acre piece on the east side of Governor Stokely Road. The remainder of the 42.8 acres on the west side of Governor Stokely Road still plans on being used for biosolids application. This land will be farmed for approved crops under the DENREC biosolids regulations. Therefore, we are asking for parcel number 133-7-1 to be included in this conditional use along with the rest of the application. I brought along updated maps to more clearly show this property if the council wishes to view them.
Sure.
Pardon? Well, it looked like that one 13 acres ago.
Thank you.
Not be.
Yeah, I think same thing, Mike.
You must be the lawyer.
Make sure you sign in.
Are you a Baxter, honey? No.
No comment. Not
good
yet.
Good for you.
And she did. I'd like to remind you, she did not state her last name or her residence address.
That's right. We have no idea who
she's writing
is.
It down now. See.
Yeah.
Do I need to state it?
You can state it too, yeah.
She did a good job.
So it's on the side by here, she.
Very good. Very good job. She got every word in. Said them all. Everyone.
Part two and three.
Don't even go there, buddy.
Part two's back there in the back, I guess, and then three's up here.
Yeah, throw this guy out. Don't get him out of here.
Troublemaker.
Oh, I'm sorry you had to wait so long through that. I know what that's like.
It's an important issue.
You can't state your name in the public record, your full name.
Avery Dunn.
Not a Methodist.
Avery Dunn, 435 Williams Court, Suite 100, Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore.
Oh, really?
Yes. Anything else? Do you have anything else? That's all you had?
Did you want to speak?
Yeah, sure. Just wanted to make sure. I guess we'll start officially. My name is James H. Baxter IV. I reside at 24933 Governor Stokely Road.
Mr. Baxter, the portion, the 13.0 acres, is that the 133.7.1 parcel that was removed from the planning and zoning recommendation?
That would have been item F. Is that correct, Mr. Lank read?
You'll see it's worked around there with the, see the lines.
May I approach?
See the check the dotted lines?
Yes.
Yeah, that's out.
Right there.
Yeah, it's no longer in there.
Okay.
No, that's not correct. This 13 acres is the piece that we wish to keep out.
Correct.
You want to keep that act?
Yeah.
Well,
If it's in, it's no problem. I'm not going to apply to that.
Gotcha.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, because it's stated in the planning and zoning recommendations that that parcel is removed from the application, and is that?
We don't want to remove the whole parcel.
If you look at the map, Mr. Moore, that same number is on both sides of Governor Stockley Road.
Stockley Road, yes.
Right. So what we were wishing to remove was only this piece. The Planning and Zoning Commission removed this piece and this piece because
gotcha.
They're the same tax.
Same tax number.
Yeah. So I guess we need to differentiate that the one they're taking out is on the what side of Governor Stockley Road?
That would be on the southeast side.
South side.
Southeast.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Correct. And just for further clarification also for you all to understand this, the 42-acre parcel that we are wanting to keep in, along with the tax map ID number 133-3.0-4.0, the 35.6 acres, those two parcels were originally permitted by the town of Georgetown to apply biosolids, and they let their permit lapse. So we're more or less just reapplying for that same acreage. Now we are, in addition, we are applying for map number 133-7-4 and -12.1 and -11. Mm-hmm. Yes. Those are obviously new parcels, but just for those of you that don't know precisely where I live, my house sits on that property. So I mean, if my children and I can
play in it?
Yes, if my wife and children and I can play in it, I feel that we're all comfortable with
and,
it.
And a permit from DNREC lasts how long? When you
it's
get a permit
years.
For 5 years? So, and if they monitor it and something's wrong in 5 years, they'll cancel your permit, then your conditional use will expire, right?
Yes.
Because they,
yeah.
they'll
they yeah. permit.
Right.
Exactly right. And I'm sure that DNREC, if they had something wrong with this, that that somehow or another that whole thing would be terminated then and there if it was
right.
Yes.
And we were not notified that it lapsed.
Who is we?
That well, the county was not notified that that permit lapsed
by the town
from DNREC.
Really?
Right. And
so I mean we could have kept applying and nobody would have known any different.
Probably. We wouldn't. Yeah, true.
Okay.
Well, we don't check it anyway, do we? No, we're not in.
We depend on DNREC, the one that monitors.
They're the one that monitors.
We weren't notified.
So, in these conditions, are they supposed to keep us informed?
Doesn't say specifically, but it just says they're going to monitor and.
Well, should we put in there and be informed by DNREC or something so we don't keep us in the loop? It does look bad that we don't know something's expired.
The only problem, these conditions go to the applicant and to the land. We really need some letter to DNREC. Telling them they should inform us.
I mean, we can still do a letter, but should we put one as a condition that his based on the Baxters, they have to inform us that their permit is expired.
We're not seeking the permit, though. We're not seeking the conditional use.
Right. Whoever seeks the conditional use, it's their responsibility.
We are the landowner, so that's kind of that's your department.
Somewhere along the line, we should be notified if a permit expires. I mean,
okay. I've got some language.
Yeah, the other thing, doesn't look good. If the council is favorable toward this application, you could eliminate F in its entirety. The Baxters and Centergar are going to police their own self as far as where they apply. They know where they can apply.
Right.
Where they cannot. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Been doing
the reason you're not, if you pull that one section out, Jay, is because that it's you grow vegetables there, I guess.
Correct. I've got a segregated pivot that runs off of well water.
Sure.
Furthermore, to this application, we apply wastewater from the town of Georgetown. Not to kind of overstate things here today, but that land is already being used for the disposal or the application of wastewater in this case, and therefore we cannot grow vegetables. It's not allowed. It's illegal. And at the same time, these vegetable processors or the end user, the buyer of the vegetables, would not want something like the biosolids applied to that land. After a certain amount of time, we are allowed to grow vegetables on that said land. But for us, it's easier just to segregate it all.
Sure. Right.
And that being said, that 13-acre parcel is kind of handy for me to be able to grow a niche crop in it by itself. So that's why I decided to,
sure,
we'll keep it out separate. And again, I agree with Mr. Lank. We are policing ourselves. I'm, you know, if it's just as easy with you all.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add? If not,
I do not.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Is hearing none. Is there anyone here today that'd like to speak in opposition to this application?
I know you're in opposition, so come on in.
Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this point, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's council's pleasure to close the public record.
Yes. We'll close public hearing. Okay, with council, we'll close public record.
Yes.
Ask Mr. Moore read the short title.
Yes, the short title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for land application of biosolids as agricultural fertilizer following DENREC approval to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 203 acres more or less. And as for the reasons given by planning and zoning is 1 through 7 with the conditions A through 8A through G. And then we would need to amend the conditions.
Does anyone want to amend the conditions by deleting 8F?
Mm-hmm.
Which is that 13 acre?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I'll do that.
I'll second it.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Arlett, to amend the conditions by deleting 8F.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Mm-hmm. Now we need a motion to approve.
Mm-hmm. I think excuse me, Mr. President, was there one other amendment, Mr. Cole? You had mentioned an amendment that the applicant shall notify Sussex County Planning and Zoning Office if the permit terminates or expires, and we could add that to 8C.
Mm-hmm.
At
I'll make
the
that
end.
Motion.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Arlett, to add to condition 8C, as Mr. Moore just read in the public record.
Yes.
Any questions on it?
I do. I mean, in this particular case, I mean, it was mentioned that you are not, it's not your permit.
Right.
So how are you, how would you know or not know?
The applicant is Cinegro.
Applicant
he
Cinegro.
Was not.
Right. Cinegro Central LLC is the applicant.
I just want to make sure that we.
Right.
Okay. Landowner and then the applicant. Right.
Yeah.
So the applicant obviously will know if there's something that's expiring.
Yep.
Okay.
That's true.
Just reconfirming.
That is true.
Tell me what, Mike, we're surrounded by brilliant people.
I'm telling you. Okay, we have a motion.
I got Joe.
We have a motion and a second to make that. Amendment. Any question on it? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Cole, Mrs. Deaver. Not Mrs. Cole yet. Not Mrs. Cole yet.
Don't even go there.
Yes. Mrs. Deaver.
I haven't had enough
that's
drink.
How rumors get started.
Wow.
Mr.
Wow.
Mr. Cole.
I haven't had enough to drink. yes.
It's been a long day. Mr. Arlett.
Oh, wow. I have a lot of questions now. No. I will vote yes.
That's a good vote. Let's entertain a motion to approve conditional use 2035 with the conditions as amended.
Correct.
Motion, yes. Mr. Cole.
Second.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Second.
Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Thank you. I would vote yes. And I would, according to the reasons given by
Mr. Deaver,
Planning
Mr.
and Zoning, and the, according to the amended conditions.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, with, as amended.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, as amended. As amended, yes.
I also will vote yes with the conditions as amended.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second Mr. Arlett to adjourn. Any questions? Mm. Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
We have motion carried. We're adjourned. Thank you.